And I refer to it as Sefer written by the brother Mara, because that's his whole. That's how we know him. He's just the brother of Mara. He's his own thing. He's a very chashuv rav in his own right. So Baruch Hashem, we're supposed to say, happens to be a shefter son.
Okay. And you should know everything I have is pretty much from my father, just sometimes building on it a little bit. Okay, so I just thought this morning, first of all, it's a great kavod to share Torah whenever I have the opportunity. Thank you, Rabbi Weinberg. Rishus Rabbi Weinberg. And just wanted to talk today a little bit about V'halachta B'drachav and how that has implications when it comes to Shmirah Shabbos. So let's see, Me'akala L'Kaveh, let's see what we're dealing with here. Number one, we have a Gemara in Sota Daf Yud Dalet Amud Beis. The Gemara tells us a very interesting thing. We darshan from a pasuk, Acharei Hashem Elokecha Teilechun. The Gemara says a person is supposed to follow in the ways of Hashem, right, the mitzvah of Alachta B'drachav. So says the Gemara, and pay attention, what examples the Gemara gives. Mahu Malbish Arumim, just like HaKadosh Baruch Hu made clothing for other men, Chava, Afatar Talbish Arumim, so too you should do the same. Mahu Menachem Avelim, just like HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Menachem Avel when someone is in Avelus, so too you should be Menachem Avel. That's the Balachta B'drachav. Then the Gemara gives a third example. Number one, Malbish Arumim. Number two, Menachem Avelim. Number three, Kover Mesim. Just like we find that HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the end of the Torah, he buries Moshe Rabbeinu. Afata, so too you should be involved in the mitzvah of being Kover Mesim. So these are the three examples the Gemara gives. Rabbi Asher Weiss once told me a fascinating Ha'ara. If you look, the Gemara in Shabbos Daf Kuf Lamed and Gimel Lamed Beis, the Gemara darshans from a totally different pasuk that also a person has the mitzvah, has the chiyuv to follow in the ways of Hashem, and we learn that from the pasuk of Ze Keli Vanveu. Says the Gemara, Havei Domelo. A person is supposed to be as similar to HaKadosh Baruch Hu as he can. Says the Gemara, therefore, what am I supposed to do? So the Gemara says, Mahu Racham Vachanun, just like HaKadosh Baruch Hu is compassionate, he's caring for others, so too you should be Racham Vachanun. So we have these two Gemaras, and seemingly it's very strange. Rabbi Asher Weiss pointed out to me that on the one hand, we darshan from one pasuk, Acharei Hashem Elokecha Teilechun, that a person is supposed to be Kover Mesim and Acham Avelim and Malbish Arumim. That's learned from one pasuk. On the other hand, we have this Gemara in Shabbos, Daf Kuf Lamed Gimel, where we learn from the pasuk of Zeh Keli Va'anveyu, that a person is supposed to be Racham Vachanun, just like HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So why do we need two different psukim to tell me seemingly the same thing? Explain to Rabbi Asher Weiss that really here there are two different people that are being addressed, and that is the following. Sometimes you have somebody who hears about a terrible tzara, who hears about something going on. He's the first guy to run out on the Hatzalah call, he's the first guy to run and be the honoree, the guest of honor by the dinner, and he's the chairman, and he's in charge of the Chesed Club, and the Tzedakah movement, and everything. He's doing everything. He's a great guy. He's a proactive person, and he really cares about what's happening. But deep down, does he really feel the pain of those who he's helping? Does he really understand what they're going through? Or does he just say, oh, here's an opportunity to jump in. Here's an opportunity to do a mitzvah. And it's wonderful to do mitzvahs, but sometimes he's lacking that inner sensitivity, that inner caring that one is supposed to feel when he's dealing with the tzaras of other people. On the other hand, you have people who hear about something terrible. You have people who hear about somebody who's Rahman al-Tzlan sick with cancer. You have people who hear about somebody who lost his job, somebody who is going through a difficult time, and they feel terrible about it. They'll come home from work that night and sit down and cry to their wives about this terrible sorrow that their friend is going through, but they don't proactively get up and do anything about it. They keep saying to themselves, well, who am I? I can't really help him. Well, I'm not such a go-getter. I'm not such a personality. I can't really help him get a job. I can't really help him find a doctor. I can't really help him get the treatments that he needs. Says the Gemara, there's a mandate on all of people in Klal Yisrael to do both. It's not enough to be the Racham Vachanun. It's not enough to be the Zeh Keli Va'anveyu, to be V'halachta B'drachav in that one aspect of caring and being compassionate for others. You also have to be the proactive person who's going to be Malbish Arumim, who's going to be Menachem Avel, and who's going to be Kover Mason. You have to go ahead and proactively do something about the feelings that you have. And to the other extreme as well. It's not enough just to go ahead and proactively jump at opportunities to do mitzvahs. You also have to be the Racham Vachanun at the same time. There's this dichotomy that we find, and that's why he's learned from two different psukim, because it's very important that a person has both of these aspects and elements in everything that he does, and every time he's involved in chesed and everything he feels for other people. It's just reminding me a little bit of the beautiful vart of Soloveitchik has on this past week's parasha, Parshas Noach. So the Gemara has the Midrashim tell us the whole story about Shem and Yefes. They elaborate on the story of Shem and Yefes, how they find Noach. is uncovered in his room. So Shem goes ahead and he covers his father, and Yefes goes ahead and follows in Shem's lead, and he also involves himself in covering of his father. So Rav Soloveitchik pointed out that there's two different things that we find. One thing is called etiquette, and one is called ethics. What's the difference between ethics and etiquette? A very important, very yesodus de gevart. Soloveitchik says that ethics means what a person feels inside of his heart, what a person has to do when nobody else is watching. I feel that stealing is wrong. I know that stealing is wrong. I have a conviction that stealing is wrong. And therefore, even if nobody's watching, even if there are no video cameras, I do what's ethically proper. And to the contrary, Soloveitchik says, even when everybody's laughing at me, even when everybody's getting upset at me for following my principles, ethics dictates how I'm going to behave. On the other hand, you have etiquette, which means having derech eretz for other people and going along with what other people feel is the proper way to act. For example, I live in America, I eat my dinner with a fork and knife. If I'm in China, I'm going to eat my dinner with chopsticks. If I'm by a Chassidish Rebbe's Tish, it's inappropriate to use either the fork and knife or the chopsticks. I have to do what everyone's doing. Etiquette dictates by the Chassidish Rebbe's Tish that I have to act in a different way. I have to use my hands. That's the most respectful way to act. That's not a question of ethics, that's a question of etiquette. How do we act in the context of other people? That said of Soloveitchik was the marked difference between Shem and Yefes. Shem was an ethical person. Shem had principles that he led his life by, and therefore when Shem saw his father in a way that was embarrassing to him, he right away ran and he jumped to save his father from that embarrassment, because his ethics dictated that that's how he has to act. Even if no one around him is doing anything of that nature, he felt that he had to jump in and take care of something that was not ethically appropriate. That's why he jumped ahead and he did it. Yefes, only once he sees Shem doing it, Yefes follows the etiquette. Yefes follows, if this is the trend, if this is what everyone's doing, if this is what Derech Eretz dictates, then that's what I have to do. He's a good person also, but not good enough. And that's why Rav Soloveitchik explained, that's the Mida Keneged Mida, Shem is paid back with the Mitzvah of Tzitzis. Why the Mitzvah of Tzitzis? So Rav Soloveitchik suggested that perhaps the Magen Avraham writes in Siman Ches and Arachayim, that tzitzis really is supposed to be worn, okay, it's a kashan and the chassidim, whatever, they have their own answers, but for most Litvish people, we wear our tzitzis inside of our, underneath our begadim. We wear it underneath our shirts. Says the Magen Avraham Hashem Narizal, that's the most proper way to do it. You're not supposed to flaunt your tzitzis. It's something that's supposed to be a message for you, bein chala bein atzmacha. It's something that's supposed to be an ethical principle, and that's why Shem was paid back bedafka with that, because Shem showed his ethical principles. He showed how that's something that guided every decision in his life. That's why he was paid back with the tzitzis, which is something that's private. It's not for everybody else. However, Yefes is paid back with the mitzvah of kvura. What's kvura all about? The Gemara tells us kvura is because of kavod abrius. Kvura is because of derech eretz dictates that it's not right to have a dead body lying on the street with everybody around it, with everybody ignoring it. So that's all about etiquette. That's all about the kavod abrius, the derech eretz, of what that dictates for us. And therefore, the shmida keneged mida is that Yefes is paid back with the mitzvah of kvura. But Rav Soloveitchik said that an Eved Hashem, someone who's Banam Lamakom, is expected to have both of these principles. On the one hand, he's supposed to have etiquette, he's supposed to act with Derech Eretz, he's supposed to go along with the norms and make sure that people are happy with the way he's acting. And on the other hand, he has to be an ethical person, he has to be principled, and even if the times are not calling for the way he acts, he has to make sure that his ethics always shine true, and that he's strong in his convictions in what's right and what's wrong. So we have this idea that you have to be Racham Mechanan, you have to be also at the same time Kover Mesim and Acham Abelim, you have to be proactive. Perhaps this is the Pshat in the Gemara. The Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah, Daf Yud Zayin Amud Beis, an interesting story that HaKadosh Baruch Hu came to Moshe Rabbeinu and he was wearing a talis and he showed him that when Klal Yisrael does something wrong, when Klal Yisrael does a chet, so Yomru Lefanei Keseder Hazeh. So that's the way the Gemara should have said. But if you look carefully, the Gemara doesn't say that. Right, we lay this on a tinus. Right, we say the Yud Gimel Midas that HaKadosh Baruch Hu said Hashem Hashem Kel Racham Lechanun. So Hashem says, when you're in trouble, you should do the same thing. But if you look carefully, the Gemara says, when Klal Yisrael makes a mistake, Yasu Lefanei Keseder Hazeh, they should do Keseder Hazeh. What does that mean? They should do. They should say. Don't we know when we're in trouble, when we do an aver, we say the Yud Gimel Midas. What's Yasu Lefanei? They should do in front of me Keseder Hazeh. Some of the darshanim want to explain that what it means is, HaKadosh Baruch Hu in His Rachmanis, Hashem Hashem Kel Racham Mechanan. If you get yourself in trouble, if Klal Yisrael does an Aveira, if Klal Yisrael is in a terrible state of being, what's the answer to their trouble? Act like Hashem. Yasu Lefanei Keseder Hazeh, Hashem Hashem Kel Racham Mechanan. act like the Yud Gimel Midos. Just act in a way of Rachmanas. Act in a way of Chanun. Act in a way that you're nice to other people, and that's the thing that will carry you through all the tsaras, through everything that's going wrong. That's what some explain. So let's just go a little further in the few minutes that we have left, and this idea of Halachta B'Drachim, and we'll see how it really is a very important point when it comes to Shabbos as well. Rav Soloveitchik quotes that there are those who had a problem with the piyut that we say on Leil HaSeder of Echad Miyodei. Right? We say 8, 9, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. One is Hashem. Right? All these numbers, and sounds like the same way we have 7 days for a bris, the same way we have Shnei Luchas HaBris, so too we have one God. So Rav Soloveitchik said there were those that didn't like it because that's not what it means. When we say every day Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, what does it mean Hashem Echad? It means God is one? It's not what it means. It's not what you're supposed to think. Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad means, in Rav Soloveitchik's interpretation, I saw later Rabbi Yosef Engel writes the same thing. He was before Rav Soloveitchik, but in the Beis HaOtzer Klal Mem Tes, he writes this as well. Echad doesn't always mean one. Echad very often means miyuchad, means unique, means different. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu is different, he's unique from everything else in the world. That's what we mean when we say Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad means God is unique, God is different, and there's nothing that's similar to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the world. So that's why Rav Soloveitchik said there were those who opposed to the piyut of Echad Miyodea because it's not a numerical concept. On the contrary, it means Echad means Miyuchad. It's different. Not that it's one, it means it's different. Memela it's one because there's nothing else like it, but it's not really focusing on the fact that Hashem is one. So in this aspect also, we have this Chiyuv of Halachta B'Drachim. The same way HaKadosh Baruch Hu is unique, the same way he's different and he's individual, and he does things differently from anything that we have a concept of understanding in the world, so too we have this individual quality, this individual characteristic in each and every one of us, inside of ourselves. We have this idea that everyone has what to bring to the table, everyone has something to contribute to the greater whole of Klal Yisrael and to the greater good of the world, and it's not something that we should be following everybody else about. It's something that we have to try on our own to bring out the uniqueness of our own potential into the world and show what we have to offer. On that same idea, very often we're afraid to try a derech, we're afraid to try a mahalach. Yes, we have unique ideas sometimes, but we're afraid to bring it out into the world. That also comes to v'halachta b'drachav. When we find out HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Medrash tells us in Bereishis Rabbah, mitchila hayo HaKadosh Baruch Hu borei olamos u'machrivan. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was creating the world, and he destroyed them. The Medrash says a bunch of times in a row, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created, and then he destroyed. What's that all about? So that's the same idea. Hashem is telling us, don't be afraid to show that uniqueness. Don't be afraid to try it out. You have something that you think can add value to the Jewish people. You have something that can add value to a sugya, to whatever you're learning, to whatever you're doing, to your community. Don't be afraid to try it. I myself was borei olamos u'machrivan. What do you think? HaKadosh Baruch Hu couldn't get it right the first time? Why do you have to create worlds and destroy them? The answer is because he's trying to show us that's part of the halachta b'drachav. You have to try things out. You can't be afraid to try it. If you have something to contribute, you have to contribute. And you can't hold back just because of your fear that maybe it's not going to work. If it doesn't work, so it doesn't work. But borei olamos u'machrivan. So Rav Soloveitchik just added that perhaps when we're mekayim the mitzvah of Shabbos, we also have this idea of the halachta b'drachav. Just like HaKadosh Baruch Hu was working for 6 days, he created the world and then he rested, so too, because of the mitzvah of halachta b'drachav, that is an added dimension in our Shmirah Shabbos. Just want to add on to Rav Soloveitchik a little bit. I think this idea is a little bit more powerful than Rav Soloveitchik says it himself, based on a beautiful passage from the B'nai Yisachar. If everyone could look at the sheets I gave out, and we'll learn through this beautiful piece in the B'nai Yisachar himself. Says the B'nai Yisachar, V'shamru B'nai Yisrael es HaShabbos, la'asos es HaShabbos. Ma'u asiyah shal Shabbos? What does it mean, la'asos es HaShabbos? On Shabbos, we're resting. On Shabbos, we're not doing anything. So what does it mean, we're going to keep Shabbos, la'asos es HaShabbos? Venerely Lefari says the B'nai Yisachar, maybe we can explain based on a beautiful idea from the Aruch Chaim HaKadosh. Amasha Amr Chazal Kala Omer Vayichulu, whoever says Vayichulu, the Gemara tells us on Shabbos, Kilu Nasa Shutif La HaKadosh Baruch Hu B'maisa Bereishis. This is the Gemara on Shabbos, Kuf Yotes Amad Beis. Whoever says Vayichulu on Shabbos, it's as if he's a Shutif, as if he is a partner to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in creating the world. What does that mean? I'm a partner with HaKadosh Baruch Hu in creating the world? How can I be a partner? Sounds like apikursus to say that. Hashem created the world. What do I have to do with it? says the Arachai Makadosh Vilachorla Davar Matmiya Lomar Kazos. How can we talk in such a way? How can we say if you say Vayechulu, it's as if you are a partner in creation? Pirish Bazeh Rav HaKadosh, the Arachai Makadosh explains, Al Pi Masha Amar HaKasuv, based on what the Pasuk says, Ki Sheishes Yamim Asa Hashem. Says the Arachai Makadosh, that's not so grammatically correct. What does that Pasuk mean? Ki Sheishes Yamim Asa Hashem sounds like Hashem made 6 days and that's it. What should it have said? Ki bisheshes yamim. In 6 days Hashem created the world, then on the seventh day He rested, and then the world continued. What does it mean? Hashem created 6 days and that's it. Says the Arachai Makadosh, v'hu zal amar, ki Hashem yizbarach lebara rak sheshes yamim v'shuv bara yom Shabbos. Hashem created 6 days in the beginning of creation and that's it. He called it quits. Went on early retirement. Kadosh Baruch Hu created 6 days, then He rested, and that was it. V'shuv ayidei shomer mitzvos of kedushas yom haShabbos. Then He gave over this opportunity of creation to us. What does that mean? Because if we keep Shabbos, nivra shuv sheshes yamim. Unbelievably powerful statement by the Arachai Makadosh. V'chein ad sof kol hadoros. The only way we can ensure that we will have another week ahead of us is if we keep Shabbos on that seventh day. We will ensure our ability to have another week ahead. V'ilu yitzura chas v'shalom, says the Arachayim, if you can imagine, chas v'shalom, shelo yihaya shomer Shabbos ba'olam, if for some strange reason, a Shabbos passed, that there wasn't one person who was actually keeping Shabbos in the world, hayim izbatel ha'olam. The next week just simply would not happen. V'zeu sha'amar akasav, this is what the Pasuk means, ki sheshes yamim asa Hashem, this is what it means, Hashem created only 6 days, v'lo b'sheshes. Not that Hashem created the world in 6 days. No. Hashem only created 6 days in the world and that was it. From there on in, it's our opportunity and it's our obligation to ensure that the world continues. And the only way that's going to happen is if we keep Shabbos. Look down to the next paragraph just out of interest of time. Now we can understand what it means. V'shamru v'nei Yisrael as HaShabbos. Hainu, b'nei Yisrael yishmur as HaShabbos. Why? B'chdei lasos as HaShabbos l'dorosam. In order to ensure that we will have another week for all the generations, for all the millennia, the only way we will ensure that we will have an existence, that we will have a continuity, is only if we will be v'shamru v'nei Yisrael as HaShabbos, she'itnu koach ha'asiyah b'yom HaShabbos l'doros olam, she'yetzi min ha'koach ha'lapol, shuv sheshes yamim. That's the only way another week will be created, is if we are careful to make sure that we keep Shabbos properly. So this is just putting Shabbos in a whole nother perspective. This idea of a halachta bedrachav has a lot of far-reaching possibilities and ideas of how we can take it. As we saw Rav Asher Weiss explain, Racham Mechanon, Kovir Mesim, and Acham Avelim, a lot of different ways to take it. Rav Soloveitchik says the idea also can be taken to the uniqueness of each and every one of us. Also to Shmira Shabbos, as he says, Hashem rested on the seventh day, but if you take it in light of this B'nai Yisachar and Arachayim HaKadosh, it doesn't just mean we should rest just like Hashem rested on the seventh day. It's that our resting has the power to create. Just like HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself created, and he invested in the world, and he was able to use that and create something spectacular, something amazing, so too we have that ability every single week, and we have that obligation at the same time to keep Shabbos, thereby creating the next Sheshes Yimei Amasa, the next week ahead of us, that will be a week of Asiya, a week of incredible growth in all that we do. So that is just the idea I wanted to share. Just as an opening, maybe to some of our Sunday morning shiurim about Hilchos Shabbos, just thought it was important to talk about a little bit the importance of Shabbos. Ritz Hashem, we'll see everyone again next week. Thank you again.